You're listening to the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast with John Baglio.
Glad to be chatting with Alyssa, Becca, and Lauren from Barlow Girl. Last time I saw you guys in person, you were actually hosting a showcase event at GMA, a big convention in Nashville.
It's always a little bit nerve-wracking to host stuff, you know, and like to be the one asking the questions. It's a hard job, but I think we had fun.
Oh, yeah.
So you can kind of empathize with radio people.
Yes.
Oh, truly.
It was fun, though. It ended up being really fun.
I mean, I've chatted with you before.
Yeah.
I've asked you a lot of the questions that I would probably ask again, but you guys did such a great job interviewing each other. I was hoping maybe I could take a quick break. I'm going to leave. just leave the studio real quick, and because, you know, I got to go get a drink of water.
Right.
So yeah. I'm just going to hand you the mic,
okay.
And I'm going to let you. I'm going to let you kind of do the interview,
okay,
and then if you miss something, I'll come back and ask you later.
Okay,
but, okay, go ahead.
Do they have to be, like, meaningful
no.
questions?
Okay.
Not at all. I mean, we'll get to that, I'm sure, but
okay.
Whatever you want to
okay.
ask.
Well, my question for you girls is, if you had a movie made about your life, what actress or actor would you have play you?
Harrison Ford.
Okay, this is Alyssa.
It doesn't have to be someone you look like.
Oh, okay, because I'm going down the list of people always say that I look like
Keira
her.
Knightley.
Yeah,
yeah,
I get that a
you
lot.
You do look like Keira Knightley.
Come on, fast, go.
I don't know, I never
thought. Or Alyssa, Audrey Hepburn.
There you go, okay.
Yeah, awesome. Yes, Audrey Hepburn.
What's the girl? Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek.
She's really pretty. She's
yes.
really pretty.
And if you asked me that question, I would say, I'm answering my own question.
Kate
Winslet, there you go, okay. Now you guys ask a question.
Okay. Lauren, if you were a vegetable, what would you be?
A vegetable?
What would I be? You're a terrible interviewer.
I'm just kidding.
Is that your question?
Sure.
What are you saying?
Well, potatoes are real good.
I thought you were going to that you always
be a potato.
Say that.
I like potatoes.
I would be a carrot.
Oh.
I don't know why that came to my head, but it did.
Good
and
for
I'd
you.
Be a name probably because
it happens to be the color of the microphone.
Shoes.
I have another question. Listen, where'd you get your shoes?
I found them at a really cute store called TJ Maxx. And
whatever. Lies.
Tell yeah,
truth,
I
Alyssa.
Love them. They're my favorite. And Lauren pretends they're hers, but they're not.
I'm guessing that happens a lot. You know,
yeah. sisters.
Oh wait, I'm not here. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Why are you? No.
Who's this guy?
Who are you?
I have a question. Yeah. Lauren, what's your real hair color? I haven't seen it since I was 15 years old.
Probably the color of your eyebrows.
Probably.
Yeah.
Ash brown.
Yeah.
Not blonde.
Nope.
Becca, who's your favorite sister?
You know, I don't have a favorite.
Do.
I have a favorite brother, because I only have one.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Both. Can they be together?
I am an awesome interviewer. I'm coming up with all these questions.
Lauren and Becca, what was your first jobs?
Oh, my first job was I babysat at the YMCA. That was my first and only job other than being a drummer for this band. Favorite app on your iPhone?
Oh. My favorite app. I have all of Shakespeare's plays and sonnets on my iPhone, and I love it. I'm addicted.
Wow.
I like reading up on them all the time. I love Shakespeare.
What a-
and I have the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. I think those three are hands down my favorite.
Becca?
I'm a nerd.
Your favorite app?
I love my Torah app. But the other thing I absolutely love, I just got this new one. It's actually like a guitar frets. And you can actually tap and play, can change the tuning and strum. It's so fun. So I practice my scales.
And I'm gonna answer that question as well because the Wheel of Fortune app is my favorite. And I can actually play Wheel of Fortune. It's so exciting. And my Facebook app. I like that one. Skinny jeans or...
Are we still asking questions?
White pants. We're just going. Yeah.
Skinny jeans or white pants?
Yep.
Skinny
how does that have to do
my skinny blue jeans is my favorite pair of pants I own.
I will never wear white pants, and I don't wear skinnies.
What do you wear?
That's so me.
Becca?
No, whatever.
Neither.
What
I wear
boot
cut.
She has to wear Umbros then.
Umbros. My Umbros in the 80s.
Umbros! 1982 called. They want their Umbros back.
And Reeboks.
I love my
questions.
Umbros and
Reeboks.
Girls, what is your greatest fear?
Ever.
Okay, my greatest fear is...
I know it is not.
What is your...
I know I don't fear dying. Like, that's one thing that...
Well, it narrows it
I know,
down.
It sounds so funny. No, but when people are on planes and they get, like, really scared
yeah,
and, like... In just different situations,
whatever.
I'm like,
when's
ah,
your time
whatever.
To go? It's your time to
yeah.
go.
You know what? I still have kind of this fear of... I'm not really adventurous. So, like, stuff like skydiving and that kind of stuff just really scares
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but, too, if you're not guaranteed you're not going to die, like, doing that...
Nope, even if I was guaranteed I wouldn't die, I
oh,
don't
why?
Think I would do it. It's not about dying. I just really
experience.
Hate that. Nope, I hate that feeling.
But...
when your stomach flip-flops up.
Like, love that feeling.
Hate that.
Girls, who is the biggest klutz of the family?
Why are you asking Lissa questions about yourself?
Because Klutzy brought it up.
Lissa, hands down, biggest klutz.
I'm trying to find the story.
Who laughs at the klutz?
Lauren.
Lauren.
Lauren does.
Laughs.
Lauren talks about herself in the third person. Would you rather? No, that's not good.
Would you rather?
I was about to play Would You Rather. Would you rather cough up a rock or sneeze every 5 seconds?
It really is one, isn't it?
I think it is. Would you rather have the hiccups all the time or have your eyes water all the time?
My eyes do water all the time, so I'll just go with that.
When I'm in an interview, I just resolve to Would You Rather.
Would you like to take Lauren to work for you guys?
You know, we're thinking about that, actually.
You can have her.
This has really been an air check, actually, to see.
He's like, okay, now I'm going to turn on the mic.
No, you know, just as I suspected, this was a much better interview with me not involved.
Time we've ever gotten to do that.
Really?
Yeah, I really
like that.
Well, cool. That's very fun. Good. Now, none of you actually brought up, and this is fine, was what you're up to lately. Can you give us a quick talk about your latest project? Give us just a quick synopsis.
Yes.
We're an album every 5 seconds. We cough up an album.
There you go. There's the segue.
And we're really, really excited about this album. There's a different confidence. There's a different energy to this one. And it's just, I felt like we really came into ourselves in this album. So I'm super excited about it.
We will link to barlowgirl.com and get all that information out there. Yeah. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
We have had some technical problems.
Stop by anytime at wcsg.org.